You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody. Lisa T here from Soul Seed Divine Guidance. It's Halloween Eve, Halloween week, feel pain. It's very exciting, very auspicious week. I hope that you've all felt your loved ones in spirit around you even more so, more prevalent this week. The veil is so thin. You'll find on the 31st, you will really hand on heart connect with your loved ones in a way that feels, I would say, very genuinely connected, because the veil between worlds comes down and the spirits, our Passover loved ones, our spirit guides, angels, they are also closely connected because we're all energy. But around this time, and especially on the 31st, for those that don't do this, say 24/7, you will be able to connect more with your loved ones. I've noticed too in the last week, being a medium that I am and working in this space like at least 12 hours a day virtually, Monday to Friday, I find people are coming through to me and they're going, oh my God, I'm having a better relationship now with my loved ones than when I'm alive, or I'm feeling more connected to them. It is the energy, but it is also, it's that willingness to be able to open up to the divine, to the ethers, the source energy, and to our loved ones. So hand on heart, if you'd like to connect, call in their names and ask, please show me, let me feel what I need to know. Ask, can I feel your presence? You might feel a smell, a thought, a feeling, a quick flash, a sense of a shadow. You might get the tingles of a change in room temperature. But no, Halloween isn't just about lollies and dressing up. It is about connecting with our loved ones from above. I have a reader, a caller coming through for a reading today. Rose, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And you're coming from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you. Are you excited about Halloween?
I love Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, I felt you did. It's very exciting, and to see all the kids coming up, but also to feel our loved ones. Would you like today, Rose, a guidance, or would you like to ask a question? What would you like out of your reading appointment time today?
I would like some guidance. I don't know. I'm just questioning a lot of things. People around me, a lot of things.
And you will find this whole year too has been about questioning, but it's also about when you are questioning, know that this has come up for review because it really isn't sitting right with your ethos, with your feelings, with where you are on your soul path, on your life journey, because we all come into this world with a path mapped out. And yes, we can deviate, we'll move along, we can go sideways, forwards, all different ways. But everyone that comes into our life at a particular time and may leave our life and show up again at a different time is a lesson for us, or is something that we are needing. Yes, they say okay, these people can mirror us and what we see and then we need to see in ourselves. Yes, but also there is lessons and ways and think, okay, I don't want to be treated that way, or I've gone through this particular cycle. With you, Rose, I feel that people are breaking away from you because it's like you're actually starting to stand up for yourself, and I think people are getting a shock. And so with that said, let them drift away. I know that I feel that there's one lady that's just gone boom out of your life. That is okay too. There is a huge transition for you coming forward where you're going to actually speak more fluently. You're going to actually open up and speak your truth. And I feel that people aren't really going to like that, but you are. So this is all about embodying you becoming, so to speak. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, because I have always tried to be so kind and but it's time that I do set some boundaries.
And big boundaries at that, because your kindness and your pepping everybody else up and being there and being their cheerleader, they're showing me it's not being reciprocated. And so this is about you. Okay, I've done this for everybody else. Now it's about me. It's my time to shine. And I'm also getting, with doing that and having these boundaries, you're actually going to give yourself some rest. With that rest, you're going to be able to tune more into your intuition, because you're actually a highly sensitive, so you're an empath. So when you're tuning in, when you've got people and noise and the outside clutter and noise coming in, you can often doubt and second guess yourself. But the realization that you're coming to now, and I feel that you've only questioned this in the last 6 to 8 weeks, but it's been niggling at you for a few years, is the fact that you matter. And I get this around your health too. So it's really good, because this is you taking care of yourself and your mindset so that you can stand strong and proud.
Absolutely.
And your and when I come across the back, nearly virtually where my bra strap is, I actually feel pressure. So that's coming through from my lungs, but also from my heart. And so I'm empathing off you. So when I'm reading you, don't worry. I get this fear around, what am I going to do with my life? There is a lot of opportunities coming your way. But with those opportunities, these opportunities don't make you busy. They actually give you freedom, which I'm feeling is really good, because you're quite natural in your presence and what you put forward to people. And there is a beautiful community, and I feel you've already started to getting to know these people, and they are going to play a lot more in your life than what you realize. But they aren't, I got the word troublesome, where some of your people that you're letting go are quite troublesome, but you need to stay out of their problems. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's also a man around you, and he keeps smiling down at you, but he's got a very big grin. He's got an overgrowth. I think it might be an overgrowth around his beard. I don't think it's a regrowth. It's overgrowth. So I feel that he didn't shave as much as he would want to, but he liked that bit of a rugged look. Now he's looking down on you, and he keeps waving. I get a lot of black around him. So he might have liked black as a colour for him, the black might be, so that he can shine through. But he actually has a really beautiful energy. The black that I see around him pushes his energy forward into the light. And I feel that you need to sit quietly and have a listen to the tiny whispers, thoughts, feelings that you're getting coming through. Have you felt that you're getting this innate knowing lately, Rose, that someone is there trying to come through to talk to you?
You know, I keep wishing that somebody, some of my loved ones, would guide me and yeah, give me some guidance. But no, I actually don't feel like they've been around lately.
So you're wishing, they're probably coming through to show me, well, hey, I'm here. When you're wishing, don't try too hard, because even if I tried hard, like to read you right now, for instance, my ego will be in the way and I wouldn't be able to read you. I wouldn't see your loved one coming through. He's a father figure. He's on my right-hand side. So what I'm saying to you is, if you just let it be and just the thoughts, the feelings, you might even just find something lying on the ground or the TV sort of flickering. It can be anything, the ringing in the ears. But just know that they are there, because he's come through to present, to show me. And I've got a beautiful, I feel it's his sister or your auntie is with him, he's saying. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, you said my sister or my aunt. What is coming through?
Yes. I feel it might be even his sister, because there's a man around you with a real cold, a protective fathery figure.
I don't know.
They're coming. This is this man, and there's a lady around him, and I feel that she's like his sister, like an aunt, or she's related to him,
yeah,
because he's showing. Yeah, so she's there. So she's coming through. So I'll leave that with you, because they are there. Have you lost an aunt?
No, not recently.
Yeah, but you've lost one though, even though it's not recently. I'll leave that with you, because I'm going to have to finish off. She is here. Sit quietly. If she's not an aunt, she could have been a next-door neighbour that was like an aunt, but she's coming through. She's standing there, and I feel that that's your father there. So letting you know, just hand on heart, really feel the veil is thin. So the wishful thinking will coming through, and that's for everybody. Know that there is presence around you, and that will give you a present in the fact that you get to feel your loved ones coming through. Wishing you a beautiful, beautiful Halloween. Love to all. Thank you so much, Rose. If anyone would like a reading, you know I am. Follow the link. Love to all. And then if you'll know more, Rose, I'm always here. Bye for now. Blessings to all.